Welcome to my podcast, Listen to Em. I'm your host, Emlyn, and thank you for listening. It's been a while since I've actually had the opportunity or moment to sit down outside, chill, and like talk some shit on my podcast. Like, recently, everything I've dropped has been me on my way to somewhere because it's, you know, it's life. I was so busy this weekend with my daughter. Like, she had a dance competition in Lakeland. Like, that was a little mission. It was long, fun, but it was dope. It was an experience for sure. But working and then just being tired, like, it hasn't been working out. But today, I don't know. I actually got to leave work at 1. Like, I think when I got hired, there was supposed to be like 8 to 1 or 8 to 2. And then, like, I've never left at 2, like, very hardly ever. But yeah, I've just been busy. But I was just sitting out here and I was like, you know, if I had one superpower, I think, like, I mean, I always thought it would be like invisibility. That used to be like my main one because, like, nigga, you're invisible. You could do whatever the fuck you want. Like, what the fuck? But then the same sense, now that I think about it, today I was like, if I had a superpower, it would be the ability to read people's minds. Like, what prompted that thought, I guess, was because I just think about everything that I think about on the daily basis, and I'm like, I wonder, like, what just be running through everybody's head all day long, because I know that, like, I talk a lot of shit in my head throughout the whole day. Like, it's crazy, and it's so random too, and I don't know. And then I would just, like, you know, like, imagine you're like in a lobby somewhere and like there's like 5 people, they're all like reading their magazines, talking to themselves in their head, like having conversations, because I know that we all do it. It's just, that would be so interesting. I don't know, I love people. Like, I love like, I just sit back and, like, observe people, and I really, like, study them. Like, I think I've always done this unknowingly, and I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, I went to a lot of different schools. I was, like, the new girl a lot of times, probably up until high school. And even when I went to high school, I was, like, the new girl. But, I was always quiet, and I always watched, like, my environment, and I was like a kind of, like a, what is it, chameleon. Like, I could have just adapt to anything. Except this one time. In high school, when I had to go, like, I went to Apopka for a little bit. I went to Lake Brantley High School, and it was, like, so different. And I was so mad. I mean, not because of school, but I didn't really give it a chance. So it was, like, the end. But, anyways, yeah, like, I always just realize, like, I study people, and, like, I watch their mannerisms, and then I listen to their stories, and, I feel like that's why I've always been, like, understanding of people, because everybody is the way they are for a reason, you know? Like, everybody is made up of, like, habits, good ones, bad ones. And sometimes we don't know that they're good or they're bad or whatever. Like, you've just been this way your whole life and you don't even know why. And it's like, you know, it comes from, like, your family and how they raise you and society and, like, just things that we've been exposed to that, like, make us like something or make us not. And yeah, I feel like I just have that, like, deep understanding for people. And I feel like a lot of times, because I'm, like, on this shit, like, I always accept people for who they are. Like, they're good and they're bad because we all have good and bad things. But it's like sometimes, you know, that's like definitely like it's not good and it's so draining. And just today I just had this like I'm really happy in life. Happy in the sense like I'm just always grateful and like I'm just happy to be where I'm at and the direction I'm going, you know, whether like things are good or things are bad. Like I be stressed out just like everybody else. I have problems just like everybody else. But, you know, I always like find having everything I need at the end of the day. So like just because of that is like I feel like even when I'm stressed out, like I'm still okay because I know it's gonna work out. One way or another, whatever way it's supposed to be, it's just gonna happen. It doesn't really, it's not, it's like in my control. It's like my reactions in my control. So I like how I approach things. But anyways, like it's so good. I feel like it's so good, you know, that I understand people and that and I think people should be like more understanding that, like, you know, some people don't know that they are the way they are, but eventually, you know, as you get older, like you have to like look at yourself, you know, and be like, okay, this is good, this is bad, like what's working for me, what's not working for me, and change it. Don't just try to like ignore it, you know, like you have to be aware of yourself. And it's like being aware and like keeping it real with yourself. Sometimes it's not gonna be like, the train's passing, of course, but you know, not all are like, you know, not we all have something that like we need to change or that we need to work on, right? Like I've definitely been aware, like with things I allowed in relationships or like just things, like I'm very like free spirit, go lucky, like I just be with shit sometimes. And like I don't know, like you got to realize your weaknesses and where you need to tighten up. And like, so like I was saying, like I have like this good, like I'm in this good space in my life, and yet sometimes, you know, like there's people who they're not in such a great space in their life, and they be like you want to be the nice person and you want to be understanding and all that, but it's like they keep taking advantage and they keep pushing your buttons, and it's like you have to really say fuck that shit and protect your energy. Because like, you know, I'm like, bro, I'm like, I was like arguing with somebody that I have no reason to be arguing with. Like they needed something from me, I'm doing them a favor, and they're tripping, and I'm like, wait a minute, why is this happening? And it's like the bullshit they want to stir up or say, like, it doesn't even make sense how you could, like, I'm the type of person that, like, if I ask you for something and you say no, okay, boom, that's it, I'm not gonna ask you no more. If I ask you for something, or it's not even if I ask you for something, whatever it is, like, if you're talking shit to me, like, I'm just like this, like, I'm not gonna let nobody feel like I need them, because I don't need anybody at the end of the day, you know, like, I may ask you for something, but, like, if you say no, I'm gonna keep moving and pushing, I'm not gonna sit here, get mad, and all this pouty face or whatever, and, like, that's it. And, like, bro, like, how can I explain this? Just know, this person was coming at me crazy, and it's like, are you really talking shit to me right now, and you're the one who needs me? And it's not even like, it's just, I don't know, maybe I have pride, like maybe that is an ego thing, but I feel like you need to have some type of ego in the sense of like, you're not gonna let nobody make you feel less than. And like, it's like, if I'm helping somebody out and they're really giving me their ass to kiss, that shit just does not add up. And like, my whole like point where I'm going with this is like, this person sitting there arguing with me and they're draining the fuck out of me, and I'm like, oh my god, why am I allowing this? Like, I don't even have to be dealing with this right now, like what the fuck, like hold on, like it just, bro. And it's like, you have to know how to like cut that shit, because it's like, I can understand, you know, like, you know, when people are in desperate situations or like you don't have something and you need it and like whatever the case may be, like, I understand that feeling of like desperation and lack of, I've been there before, but like I've never been the one to like make anybody feel like they have to do something for me. Like, if you're gonna do something for me, it's be off the strength that you want to, not because of none of that. And like, I don't know, my whole thing is you have to protect your energy, because like, dog, sometimes people really be going through things and it's like, you know, like they really don't mean all this shit, but it's like, bro, like my self-respect, my self-worth, like, you're trying me, bro. Like, I'm human, I'm understanding, I get all that stuff, but like, bro, like, I don't know, people should be like way the fuck off. And it's like, I feel like more so that's why now I really do stick to myself. Like, I don't be feeling the urge to go like go where, be around people. Like, it's like only if it's like a vibe, like something like enjoyable. Like, I'm about to go to this Mary J. Blige concert, like, and it's just like for a vibe. Like, I just love being around, like, you know, people who are on some happy shit. Like, people, I feel like if you go to a concert, you're happy, you know? Like, you're just trying to chill and vibe and have a good time. And it's like a lot of people out here, you know, we all have our demons and stuff, but like, they be letting their problems like consume them. And I'm not gonna say that I've never been there before, but it's like I'm past that and I can't be around that, because I'm not gonna let you make me go down just with your energy. Because like, I don't know, last year I lost a lot. And it was like, and it wasn't even like people were doing things to me like purposely, or, well, I mean, yeah, I guess in a way people were doing things to me purposely, but it wasn't so like, you know, stopping me dead on my tracks, but just like having these ill feelings and like looking at me like, and like being my fucking friends. Like, that shit was weird. It was like the minute I cut ties with these people, places, and situations, my life went in a different direction. And it's like, now that I'm in this good place, like, I refuse to let anybody take me back. And it's like, you know, I was catching myself like getting like real irritable, like aggravated. And I'm like, this is not me, because I don't stress myself over petty things. And a lot of time people like, I'll get so hyped up, like right now it's kind of funny or silly, but like my daughter's on this dance team and it's like they won one of their divisions, and there's just like all this shade and shit going on Facebook, and I enjoy it because like it's just Facebook and people get so riled up and they get so mad, and it's like, bro, it's not even that serious, it's a Facebook status. And it that's like my point. Like, there's like real things to be worried and concerned about. Do you think I care if you like me or not? Like, sure, I would love for everybody to love me, but it's like, I understand that not everybody's gonna have the same views as me. Not everybody's gonna like me. We're not always gonna click. Like, it's, but that's not gonna make or break me. You know what I mean? And it's not even like an arrogant attitude. It's just like accepting that for what the fuck it is. And like, I don't know, people be worried about the wrong things. In my opinion, it's the wrong thing. So I just rather stay away from you. But then it's like these people still be gravitating towards you. Like, they still want a piece of you. And you know, my opinion is like they see something that they want. They see something in you that they wish they saw in themselves in a way. Maybe so. Like, I don't know. But it's like, but it'd be like not on some like genuine love shit. It's like, I don't know. It's like if they're not part of it, like, they don't want you to have it. And I feel like having those type of people around you is like so scary and dangerous, because like they feel like they ain't got shit to lose. So they think you might feel like you ain't got shit to lose, but I feel like I got a lot to lose, honey. Like, just please stay away from me. Like, I think I'll pay somebody to leave me the fuck alone. Technically, I feel like I've done that. Cause Lord, you know, I'm just sitting back and like, like, what am I talking about right now? And that's like what, like, if I could read people's mind, like, I would really love to understand that thought process, because when we're talking or I'm exchanging words with these type of people, like exchanging energy, like it just doesn't. I feel like that's why it stresses me out, because like it doesn't resonate, and it's like I can't even grasp it, and it's making the back of my neck hurt. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I really would love to know like what people be thinking, like throughout their days, because I think about so much stuff. I think about my career, like what I want to do, how am I gonna go about it, my kids, like how are they feeling. I reflect on that, on like, you know, where I'm at and where I've used to be, and that shit is like motivation itself. Because like, you know, I'm saying like I've been up and down so many times. Like, I'm not scared to take losses though. Like, I don't want to take no losses because I feel like I have a lot to lose, but I'm not scared to take a loss. Like, I've done it before and I've always come back. So like, I don't know. I live my life in such a different way, and I'm like genuinely so happy. Like, I don't know, life's better this way. It probably sounds like I'm on some real high shit, but that's like how I really feel. And I don't know, like, people's battles really be with themselves. I feel like my only battle is with myself. Really, it's this discipline thing. But I am getting better at it. It's like, you have to realize your weaknesses and work on it. But you have to acknowledge it. Like, people don't be, like, if you don't acknowledge something, it's like if you don't water something, it's not going to grow. Like, if you're not aware of, like, your, like, the things that you should change or, like, trying, like, bro, I try every day. And I'm not perfect. Like, I get short-tempered. I get real irritated sometimes. Like, I be feeling, ugh, I have to apologize sometimes because I just, like, I know. But I try to be really pleasant. It's so funny. Like, I don't know. It's so crazy because, right, so you guys know I started working. I'm a lot, like, a phlebotomist, basically, because all I'm doing is drawing blood all day. The girl who worked there, she worked there for 10 years. So, like, you know, a lot of the patients were, like, some of them resisted me, but more recently, is a lot of people, like, embraced me, and they're, like, they've all said the same thing about her, like, she never smiled, like, she never smiled, at least you smile, like, I've heard that a lot, and I'm, like, wow, like, that's just so crazy, I'm, like, and you know what, I got that from her, because she, when she was training me, she just seemed so miserable, and she was, like, moving to a house, and, like, not here, and, like, a fresh new start, and she still didn't seem like she was happy. And I was like, wow, she has a lot of stuff to be, like, grateful and thankful for, and she's just so, like, ugh. That's the thing, like, you know, like, optimism, like, gratitude is, like, a very, like, I'm always grateful, and I remind myself that, and, like, I, like, the whole, it could be worse, like, if you really, like, preach these things to yourself, and, like, realize that that shit's real life, like, it could be worse, you know, your situations, you know, like, you, it's just, it's, it can always be worse, and it could always be better, you know, but you just have to be grateful for what you have, because you can't appreciate one without the other, and that's, like, when you just learn to fall in love with, like, the process of life and what it is, because things are always gonna happen, things are always gonna pop up, like, that's just a given. Like, the one thing in life that is constant is change. Sorry. That's like, I don't know when I first heard that, but it was a while ago, and that shit always stuck with me, because that shit's real, like, that's true. Things are always changing. It's like, things can be the same every single day, but, like, not one day is gonna be exactly the same. Not one. Because there's always gonna be something different, like different temperature, different whatever, but it's always something, like, things are constantly changing. Like, you have to, like, in a, like, come on now, like, back in the day, we couldn't FaceTime, like, that wasn't even imaginable or conceivable, like, and that shit just goes over our heads, and that shit's, like, crazy, 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 like, bro, there's no way we were, like, in fucking, what, high school? When did iPhones come out? I don't know. But I know we was not thinking about no FaceTimes. Like, come on now. We used to have fucking beepers back in the day. Like, that shit just goes over our head. Like, and you know what's like, there's so much technology, and like, it just doesn't make sense, like, how we, it's like we know so much about one thing but not the other, but like, what, like, bro, all that government shit. We just don't know what the fuck is really going on. We really don't know what the fuck is going on in the world. Because if I really sit here and, like, think, like, what the fuck about, like, the world and, like, the issues that we have and, like, how we can't cure this, but we can cure, like, it's just wow. But you gotta realize you can't do shit about that. Cannot do shit about that. Yeah. Yakutam, I'm really chilling out here. It's just so nice. Like, I'm looking at the moon and, like, the clouds. People just need to, like, go chill at the beach more often by themselves and their thoughts. And really, like, get to know themselves. Because when you do, it's so great. Like, I think self-reflection, like, reflecting on your life, not even on a daily, but, like, on a yearly basis, maybe, is so empowering. And, like, if you think about the times in life that you thought you was in a situation that you couldn't get through, like, I've been in so many situations I thought I couldn't get through. Like, what? Man, there was one, like, what? I remember one time I lost my rent, like, back to back. What the fuck? My rent wasn't like 600 then, but still, like, that was like everything. I did it twice. My mom was like, what are you doing? I don't know, like, it's crazy. That's just crazy. And I think if people, like, reflect more often and they think about all the times that they thought they couldn't get through some shit or get over some shit, you realize that you get over it. Like, I realize that shit. I get over that shit. And I think that's why, like, I'm just in this, like, constant state of, like, gratitude and, like, making my life better because it's more, way more fun. Like, when people say, you know, life is what you make it, it really is. And I talk about this shit all the time because, like, I'm really so passionate about it. Like, bro, when you live your truth, you do the things you want to do, you know, you step out your comfort zone and try to grow, like, bro, I'm about to step it up. I'm about to really step it up. Like, I started doing this, like, a month ago, and I'm still working on it. I'm, like, still working on my ideas and stuff, but, like, it's just so fun. And it's like, I remember when I used to be so pressed about a relationship. And now it's like, and like, you know, like wanting to talk to people or just like have somebody, like, I didn't used to be like that. I think in a sense, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I just would probably like put myself in situations I really had no business. Like, you know, like, just, I don't know what I thought. Like, you know, when you know you guys are not going to be nothing or go anywhere, like. I mean, it's cool to get to know people and chill and stuff, but no. Like, I remember being in that headspace and being now, like, I really don't want to have a boyfriend. And I used to say that, but I always used to end up in relationships. And now I'm like, nah, bro. I'm Gucci. I'm not even going to, like, write back. Because I'm not. And, like, that's how I know I'm working on my discipline. I used to always, like, be on go. Like, I used to want to do everything. I used to feel like, if I didn't go to something, I was going to be missing out. And, like, now I find, like, oh, you know what? I don't want to go no more. And I'd be like, damn, bro, I said I was going to go to this. I really don't want to go. But I already made the commitment. Like, I've had a lot of those that I'd be like, damn. But, yeah, man. Life's crazy. The journey's great. If you let it be. If you let it be, and if you don't compare yourself to other people, like, no, that's like comparison is the thief of joy. It really is. That's when you be like, damn, I wish I had that. Fuck. Da-da-da. Why then? Why not me? Like, why? How the fuck? You know? And we're, it's not that we can't want what other people have, you know? Because, like, I feel like that's kind of human nature in a way. Not like you have to have what somebody else has, but, like, you know, like, yeah, we want nice cars. Yeah, we want a nice house. We want to go out, do cool things, all that. Like, everybody wants all those things. But we just be caught up looking at a certain view of a picture. You know, like, you just, it's like, we'll see all these things, right? And then we go, we pursue it, and then it doesn't feel like we thought it was gonna feel, you know, because you thought you was gonna get that same emotion, the person, like, it's just not what you think it is at the end of the day. You know, you have to look at life through, with your own eyes, through your own views, you know. That's how you can appreciate and not appreciate certain things. Like, it's just, that's what it is. You really have to live your life to your own standards and nobody else's. Like, that is the key to happiness, I think, in my eyes, is living life to your own standards, doing what makes you happy, you know. Like, that's why I feel like a lot of, like, but just like an example, like, you know, like, people, polygamy is, like, becoming a bigger thing now, you know, like, or, I mean, I think it's probably always been a thing, but now it's being, I guess, like, there's people that are more open-minded to it because, it's like, they want to have who they want, and if the person wants to have another person, too, it's okay as long as you still have them, like, you know, some people don't mind sharing, you know, because they're really just thinking about, like, if you really think about another person's happiness, and this is whatever, whatever, and everything that comes with them, and that's what they want, and you still want them, you know, because you still have that feeling for them, you're still going to miss them. Like, if you're just living through how you really feel and not what society is going to have you looking fucked up, that shit's crazy. That's why you can't judge people neither for the things that they do. And you can't even judge yourself for the things that you've done too, that you may not be happy or proud of or whatever. But in general, like, you have to be kind to yourself. You know, like, with the things you want and all that stuff that comes with it. People get lost in the sauce. People get lost, like, doing things that, like, they really don't want to do. But they're just so scared of, like, disappointing other people. And that's why people get, like, honest, I forget that meme I see. It's like the Jim Carrey thing, when it's something about, like, that, like, when you're feeling depressed and stuff, is, like, your true self saying that they're tired of, like, putting on, like, this facade or whatever, something like that. And I think that shit is so real, because a lot of times, like, people are trapped in, like, what they think they should be, or what their parents is, or society, or I gotta be macho, or, like, I can't be wrong, like, all these things that really don't mean anything.